Hi, this is Michelle Birdie, and welcome to the Wordsworth column for the Moscow Times. A lot of people want to know where I get my ideas for columns. Most of the time, it's something I've heard or read that caught my attention. I think, what does that mean? Or where does that come from? Sometimes readers send questions, and actually, I answered one of them in this week's column. And then sometimes I write about what's going on in my life, especially if it's getting absolutely sick as a dog and not being able to do anything but think about how sick I am. That's why my voice sounds so terrible. Sorry. And since I was sick, I wrote about being sick and hid one of my grammar lessons about Russian word formation in it. This week's column is called Coming Unglued in Russian. Want to know the meaning of Закон подлости? It's when you go south on vacation to improve your health and come back 1,000 times sicker than when you left. Закон подлости is Murphy's Law, except on steroids. But Russian to the rescue. Or rather, at least the Russian language allows you to define your level of feeling rotten with precision and emotional nuance. Usually, you start out with the imperfective verb заболевать, to start to become ill. You clear your throat too many times. You feel like you didn't get enough sleep, even though you did. Боюсь, что заболеваю. I'm afraid I'm coming down with something, you say. Then the throat clearing turns into a cough. You feel lousy, but not really sick. This is where you attach another prefix to the basic verb болеть, to be sick, to be in pain, to get приболеть, to be a bit sick. Here's a childhood memory. Мы слегка приболели, ну и школу пропустили, вот нами не разрешили в гости к друзьям, раз мы в школу не пошли. We were a bit under the weather, bad enough so that we missed school, and since we didn't go to school, we weren't permitted to go to our friend's house. At this stage, you may feel that you can halt the downward spiral. You take homeopathy. You try all those weird Russian home remedies that you once laughed at and are now praying will solve your health problems overnight. Чеснок, garlic, check. Стопку водки и в постель в шерстяных носках, a shot of vodka and then to bed wearing wool socks, check. Чай с малиной, tea with raspberry jam, are you kidding? Check and check. But this time they don't work. So you go back to the prefix za, only now you use the perfective form of the verb, the this has now occurred form, заболеть. Я все сделала, но все-таки заболела. I did everything, but I still got sick. Here you can describe your level of lousiness with the phrase я чувствую себя, I feel, and then a nice juicy adverb. You might start off with я чувствую себя не очень хорошо. I don't feel too well. Or the curious, я чувствую себя неважно. Literally, I feel unimportant. That may be true, but here, неважно means not very well. Apparently, the original notion of not important or insignificant acquired the figurative meaning of not well. To me, the concepts are different, but hey, no one asked me. Then, as your cough worsens, your temperature soars, and your sinuses feel as if they are packed with anthracite, you qualify «я чувствую себя» with «плохо» – bad, «очень плохо» – really bad, «отвратительно» – terrible, «жутко» – awful, and various euphemisms for obscene words like «хреново» – lousy. When you are flat out sick, pull out the word «разболеться», which means either being in extreme pain or being extremely ill, or both. So you might say, «У меня разболелась голова», I've got a really bad headache. Or, «Как только я заболеваю, я принимаю таблетки, чтобы не заболеть, но в этот раз я разболелась». As soon as I start to feel bad, I take pills to keep from getting sick, but this time I just got really sick. One of my friends uses the slangy расклеиться, literally to become unglued, which is a very colorful way of describing that feeling of a bad cold, when your head is in one place and your body in another. Прежде я болел, как обычно болеют все, а тут расклеился. In the past, I've gotten sick like everyone else gets sick, but this time I just fell apart. Ah, that's my verb of choice. Расклеилась. Time to go pick up the pieces. See you next week, hopefully with a better voice.